Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
November 21st. Good morning, Retha. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Wow, Reese, can you believe it? 4 days to Thanksgiving. What's going on here?
I know. This is crazy. Official start of the holiday season.
And we actually had some rain. I mean, this is amazing.
It was
What's
wonderful.
Going on? We
needed
actually
rain.
We had rain. This is cool. I like rain. I need more thunder, though. I like thunder. And you know, Reese, this is a... with all the elections and everything going on, it's a stressful time. But I'll tell you what, if you're feeling, you know, a lot of people have this situation, they get burned out, they're stressed. I have the solution, Reed, to the 21st century super stress. That's what's going on. We call it super stress. It's the BrainTap headset, Reed. We got to get you filled in on this. If you have problems sleeping, concentrating, or focusing, this is the solution. Dr. Patrick Porter, the creator of BrainTap system, believes so strongly that it can really help. If you can go to BrainTechnology.com/BT/EasyWay and experience it for yourself. And Retha, we're going to get you on that. But I know you're not basically a stressed person, are you? You're pretty calm overall.
Yeah, pretty much I'm calm.
You're pretty easygoing, you know. You just kind of roll with the punches.
That brings us up to our hot topics here.
It's hot topic time.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, I just want to say that this last weekend I was honored. I think I had mentioned that I was nominated for an award from NAFTA, which is the Nollywood African Film Critics Awards. And I was nominated for a movie called Betrothed, and I actually won Best Actress in an Independent Film. So
yay.
I'm really excited about it. Yeah. I got a great little trophy. That's actually a great big trophy. I really like the trophy. And I just want to thank everyone. First of all, connected with Betrothed, Jim Lane, Greg Munsell, Marie Lamel, all the cast, all the crew, obviously wouldn't have gotten it without them. I got a lovely gown to wear to the event from Issatou Tembo from Sierra Leone. She's the honorary counsel for Sierra Leone, and I had a wonderful gown. And you can see the pictures on my Facebook page, Retha Gray Facebook. And Marie Lamel set me up with the Institute. And the event was just wonderful. And I just want to thank everybody connected with NAFTA and the movie and all those people you're supposed to thank, but you didn't on stage. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. And just quickly, cool. The other thing I wanted to mention was Jackson Limousine Turkey giveaway this week. It's tomorrow. They're going to be giving away the turkeys. You may know that E.J. Jackson did pass away recently, but they're going to continue on with the tradition. And so it's on the corner of West Boulevard and Slauson in Los Angeles. They're going to give away 12,000 turkeys this year. Unbelievable. Or if you want to donate, it's never too late to donate. You can go on the internet and go to E.J. Jackson Foundation. I think it's E.J. Jackson Limousine Foundation. Anyway, it's E.J. Jackson some type of foundation. And you can donate. So tomorrow morning, it starts early in the morning. And that's my hot topics.
Congratulations, Reed. That is so cool. That is so cool.
Well, thank you.
Another award in Retha's library. Wow. We're finding room for this stuff. Anyway, guys, we got Trump and Pence in there now, and everybody's wondering why. Okay, well, the top issues that people's, you know, the top concerns were the economy, terrorism, foreign policy, health care, and gun control. And these are some top issues. So anyway, what's going on with the cabinet? A lot of people have been watching the news. Well, here's the top picks countdown. Top picks for Donald Trump for the cabinet. This is what it looks like so far. James Mattis, the defense secretary, if confirmed for the defense secretary, basically it will, you know, structure the defense system. And Mattis is a retired Marine general and former commander of the U.S. Central Command. It's a big position. And then we go down to Steve Bannon, chief strategist and senior counselor. These are the people that are probably in there, in like Flint. Jeff Sessions, attorney general, extensive legal and political background. He's criticized for the some of his racial issues or making some remarks regarding supporting the KKK. The situation is, though, doesn't sound very accurate, because when it comes to Sessions, he was the one who prosecuted the KKK. CIA director.
Jim, you're going to have to speed it up if you're going to get through all 10.
I'm speeding. Oh, no, I just got a couple more. CIA Director Mike Pompei, Kansas Army officer, a member of House of Intelligence, National Security Advisor Mike Flynn, and then we go to House Chief of Staff. Well, there's too many. Priebus, that's supposed to be Priebus. And I'll just move along. I mean, Secretary of Staff could be Romney, and everybody wonders why, because he picked on him. But it could be Romney. It could be a Giuliani. So I'll stop it there. Ruth will continue on. And believe it or not, Interior Secretary, we could have Sarah Palin. Wow. So we'll move along, Ruth, because there's too many. There's 4,000, Ruth, 4,000.
I know. That's
people.
What I'm saying. There's a whole bunch of people he has to hire between now and Inauguration Day. But that
so you're telling me I can't
finish
the 4,000.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
We do it the easy way, Reese, and I'll tell you, we have a super special guest, a little bit out of our age category, not a boomer, but this is the example we want to use. We have a guest that is an international speaker, author, TV host, master connector, and she's the owner of Soul Institution, I believe it is. She can correct me on that one. And she's passionate about helping people in so many ways. Her mission is to connect people with their crowd through mentoring or TV shows and so on and so forth. But Allison H. Larson, are you with us?
I'm here, and thank you so much. It is Soul Intuition.
Intuition,
but,
is my writing,
you know,
sorry.
Institution, Intuition. It's all good. So glad to be here. Very honored to join you.
I'll introduce
well,
you to Reetha
you.
Gray. Reetha's on with us. Reetha, this is Allison Larson.
Thank you for joining
Hello,
us.
Hello, Reetha. Congratulations on your recent success.
Well, thank you.
No, we got to keep our feet on the ground, Allison. You know how, you know, how we do it. But
so,
Allison,
I want to know what Soul Intuition is.
Yeah, well, I would be glad to tell you. So, I'm the owner of Soul Intuition. I actually have a book out called Soul Intuition. And what I love helping people do is to be able to discover their passions and then monetize their missions. So I work a lot with authors, speakers, mentors, and small business owners, people who, you know, get to a certain stage in their life and they're like, okay, you know what? I'm really not doing what I want to do. I want to do something else. This is what I feel like my passion and my mission is. I'm just not sure how to monetize it. I help them monetize it. And then once they've done that, or sometimes I find people have already done that, and they come to me, people who are looking to connect with their crowd, to get that message out there, to share it with more people, and to really inspire and change the world, and I help them do that.
Amazing. You're an amazing lady, and you're a good, you know, you're a good example. Now, you're not a boomer, but what, you know, Allison, what gives you the drive? What's your, you know, you have a real little battery charge up in there. What's your inspiration? what keeps you going here?
You know, it's really interesting. I think it was just born wanting to help people. I don't know if you can identify with that, but just ever since I was little, I really loved helping people, and it took me on a mission. You know, I went on this journey through personal training and foot zoning and reflexology and coaching and mentoring, and finally now have really found my home where I'm able to use all my God-given gifts, my experiences, my passions to really help the people around me really reach their full potential. So I love doing that. But, you know, to answer your question, what really drives me, I'll give you one example. This is something I shared recently on a radio show. I was on Summer Helene, but, you know, I was in Africa. I was there speaking at a women's economic forum. India. I want to go to Africa, but I was in India this time. and I traveled outside the hotel. And remember, we were in our fancy hotel cars. And, you know, I say fancy because they had air conditioning. And if you've ever been to New Delhi, it's a city of 20 million people. Traffic's really just a suggestion. So, you know, I think I'm on this road with three lanes of traffic, you know, three painted lanes, but there was really like five lanes of traffic. It's crazy. And I see this mother with her children, three small children, and they're living in the middle of this traffic circle on this grassy area. And our hotel car was stopped at a red light, and I watched this in horror as she sent her 10-year-old boy across these lanes of traffic to go knock on the window of our car asking for money. And I remember he knocked on my window, and I turned and looked in his eyes, and that's the first time I experienced poverty. And I knew that no matter how much money that I gave him in that moment, it was not going to change his circumstances. And before I knew it, the light was green. Away we went. Someone in our car ended up, you know, handing money out. I gave a little bit of money. And then the mom ran out in traffic with her baby, you know, after the car. And I just remember waking up the next morning. And when I woke up, I got some really good news. You know, I had an invitation to be on Fox and Friends. You know, I had an invitation for my book to be published and carried out in India. And then I gotten confirmation about my TV show that I now have down in Southern California, and have this realization that I could reach all these people. But then I remember that little boy, and I knew that, you know, nothing I was doing currently was going to reach him. And so I thought, you know what? I am not going to stop until I reach that little boy. I'm going to help as many people as I can, and I'm going to try and inspire them to help and connect with as many people as they can. And maybe someday, somehow it'll reach that little boy. So that's what drives me.
And you know, Eric, he was the host of the E.J. Jackson Turkey Drive. And every time there's something to do with a charity or whatever, he jumps in it, and you know, it makes him feel good. And he's got the Easy Way Cares program, and you're like that too. Rita's like that. It's just a good feeling when you can help. But you know, as you help people, you realize there's so many out there. We're in the foster, you know, work with the foster programs, and you help the kids. But there's just so many. But you have that passion. I could see that passion. Yeah. And
I love it. And here's something I want to bring up, because Eric is such a good example of this. He is always giving. Something that someone told me one time, though, you know, I think, you know, all of us have these trials in life. All of us have these challenges or these things that we want, these aspirations. And sometimes life can be hard. Sometimes life can be painful. It's not always easy. Someone said to me about 2 years ago around Thanksgiving, they said, you know what, you need to give to match your pain. And that's when it no longer becomes pain and you're really able to change the world. So, you know, as I've thought about that, as I've thought about, you know, some of the trials in my own life, and maybe there's somebody listening that's going through a hard time, really find a way to give. And that's when that shifts that focus outside of you. And
yeah, exactly.
You realize you can actually make a huge difference in the world.
Allison, where can people find out where your book is, your website, your social media?
Yeah, so my social media, Allison Hildebrandt Larson. I also have Soul Intuition. I have a Soul Intuition page. And then soulintuition.com, and that's soulintuition.com. And you can find out more about my book and what I'm doing on that website. I also have upcoming events in the Los Angeles area and also in the Orange County area. So I'll have those events listed on the website shortly, but if anybody wants to get a hold of me about upcoming events, you can message me through Facebook, or my contact information is on my website, soulintuition.com.
So basically what you're saying is there's no sense of asking you what you do in your spare time because there isn't any.
Exactly. Well, between the TV show, which I love the TV show, too. You know, that's another way. And if there's anybody out there that really wants to give, that really wants to make a difference, one of the things I encourage them to do is think about the law of multiplication, meaning how many people can you talk to individually, one-on-one in half an hour, versus if you were to get on a radio show like this, and I'm so grateful to be here, or getting on a TV show. You can reach millions of people in a very short amount of time. So that's something that I totally promote, love to do, love to help people with. And I'm so grateful for you that you're helping people do that too, because I really believe if we can just get our voices out there, if we can share our messages and inspire and reach other people, the more people we can inspire and reach, the better this planet's going to be.
Oh, my God. You guys have the social media
happens,
today.
And what happens at the events that you give?
So the events that I give are really events. They're ultimate connections events. So I help people connect with our crowd. So typically I just did an event in L.A. In fact, Jim, I met you in person there. Love, Jim. And Eric came. It was amazing. We had people there who were partnering up together. Really, you know what it is, Rita, is you are one connection away from your next client. You're one connection away from your next joint venture partner. You're one connection away from your new best friend. You know, really it is about getting out there and connecting with people. So these events are for people who are in the speaker world, author world, entrepreneurial world, people who basically need other people to fuel their business and to get their message out. And so I love to connect people. And it's interesting because I come from Idaho, in a town of 5,000 people. A year ago, I had a reach of less than 1,000 people. Today, I have a reach in a given month of anywhere from 2 to 10 million people. And it's because I was able to make some amazing connections. And so think about, who do you know that knows who you want to know? Who do you know that knows who you want to know? And just get to know those people.
It's because you're an amazing person.
That's awesome, Allison. That's absolutely awesome. Well, we want to thank you for being on this show. That's really great information. I think I'm going to have to check into a little bit of that. And really appreciate you for all that you do.
Thank you, Allison.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you very much. And I'd like to have you back because you're such a good example and so much energy, and you do so much good. But thank you again, and we'd like to have you back on.
All right. Well, I'd love to be back on. Thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank
Bye.
You, Allison.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. And it's tech time.
It's tech time.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Everybody knows what next Thursday is, or this Thursday is. It's Thanksgiving, but do you know what next Monday is? It's Cyber Monday. That's supposed to be the best internet shopping day of the year. I don't know. The prices and the sales are so crazy over the season, I don't know anymore. However, Cyber Monday is next Monday. You can check out the prices early, I say, and find out what things really cost. So when you go on there and it says sale, 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 but they've really only knocked off a penny, you'll know, because you'll know what the regular price is. And the tip I wanted to give you for Cyber Monday is use a designated credit card to shop online. Then if you have any glitches in anything that you buy, you'll know exactly which credit card you use. If anything happens and you get onto one of those bad websites and they steal your identity, it'll only be for that one credit card, and you can just shut it down. You don't have to figure out, oh, what credit card did I use for this or that. Just get a, use one of your cards. It's a designated internet shopping card. It could really make your life a whole lot easier. And don't go on websites that you're not familiar with to buy stuff. The prices from China look really great, but you can't really guarantee most of those sites, unless they go through a bigger site like Amazon or something, and someone's backing them up in America. So those are my tips for Cyber Monday. Happy Thanksgiving and happy shopping. Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Hey, guys, anybody ever think of planning ahead in the millennials and the baby boomers and so on? Okay, in BusinessWire.com, a new survey shows 84% of millennials are worried about making ends meet. Who's not, right? Most people have spending issues that drives their insecurity. Top financial concerns, okay, here we go. 84% of Generation Y, 83% of Generation X, and 66% of boomers have financial concerns. The top financial concern among each generation, drum roll, is not having enough money in emergency savings. Okay, I heard a little statistic that the average person cannot take up $400, you know. So feeling secure with current finances, okay, the study reveals 38% of Generation Y, 40% of Generation X, and 29% of baby boomers feel having no debt would make them the most secure with their current finances. Okay, in a nutshell, have a budget. Okay, so get started with debt management. Stop spending. Excuse me. There we go. Having a little.
You okay, Jim?
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Yes, we do it the easy way. Sorry about that, guys. I had a little cold. I was outside working in the rain. But
oh, my goodness.
Debt management. Rita, you and I have been this before. Stop spending, start savings, and we'll continue.
I'm trying. And that brings us up to Carmelita's Corner.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Carmelita. Good morning. Hello, hello, hello. Are you there?
Yeah, Carmelita, go. Talk, host. Everybody wants to hear you. All right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're in.
Yeah, I just wanted to hear a little response there. Anyway, it's great to be here again this morning, and I have a wonderful, wonderful guest. Chef Anina, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello there, everybody. Good morning. How are you?
All right. Okay, well, Chef Anina has a great topic for us this morning, but first let me introduce her. She is an amazing person. I am so happy to have her in my life. We had a wonderful session together at my home where I actually cooked for her. She was my guest. And we got to know each other, and it was just wonderful. New friends, many, many new horizons to explore. And she has such a wonderful, wonderful background. She is also considered the wellness chef, and you'll see why once we get on the topic. And she's also a personal, private, global celebrity chef with names that we cannot mention because she's under a strict secrecy, right?
Yeah, well, sometimes it's non-disclosure. I can't say with who I've worked with, but that's really not really. I like to talk about more of my message of love through food and through we are what we eat. First of all, I wanted to thank you with all my heart for what you do for your Rose Breast Cancer Foundation. I want to be part of anything you do because we must create awareness that health comes from body, mind, and soul. It's a connection. So we must eat well. All of us have different gifts. There are this. I was listening to Allison. It was beautiful what she was saying. I want to connect with her, absolutely. And, yes, you know, you have to follow your passion and meet the people that you need to meet to go in with your passion. My passion and my mission, my purpose, is to feed the world. I'm very involved with feeding the hungry. We have 17.5 million children that go hungry in this country, but there are a lot of foundations that are moving seriously towards that. I want to talk about how important it is to eat real food. And today we're going to talk about the superfoods and the foods that are super, because some of the superfoods that are really trendy, but they are not for everybody. And I always want good stuff to go to everybody, everybody's pocket. And so I mentioned quinoa, which is one of my favorite. They call it, the Incas used to call it the mother of the grains, but it's actually not. It's not a cereal. It's a wonderful, a complete, all the amino acids, and it has incredible protein. It's very, very good. Has a lot of health benefits for obesity because it makes you actually, it fills you up, and it's very low in calories. But then again, it's very good for heart disease in prevention and diabetes and the sugar levels, and it's gluten-free. So, and it's on the shelves, and it doesn't cost that much, and everybody, it's available for everybody. Have you ever had, we have to actually cook it together. I haven't made it for you, have I?
No, you haven't, but can you spell it for our listeners so they'll know what to look for?
Yes, absolutely. And then you can also go on Google. Google is the master of all. I love Google. Now, quinoa, you spell Q-U-I-N-O-A.
Okay, you got that, everybody?
And very, very good for high blood pressure and colon cancer and obesity. It has a lot of health benefits, and it respects Mother Earth also because it's grown, when it's grown correctly, it's also healthy the way the agriculture goes about it. Another superfood that I want to talk about is avocado. Now, avocado is one of my favorites of all because I use it. I've made a chocolate mousse with avocado, which is gluten-free, flour-free. It's, people go, what is it? And it's avocado.
I love avocados, Chef Anina, and the quinoa, too, as a matter of fact. But I especially love avocados because they have healthy fat in them, and we need that.
They have the most incredible saturated fats, the polyunsaturated fats, and also the monounsaturated fats. Right? I know they're kind of complicated names, but these are very, very healthy fats for the arteries. They have the property of cleaning the arteries. And also we have a very high content of vitamin A, vitamin C, calcium, iron, vitamin D, vitamin B6, magnesium, which is really important for the muscles. And the magnesium combined with vitamin B is actually a super healer. We'll talk about it another time, though. There's so much to be shared. I really love to talk about, you know, these are the foods that are good. Now, when you go into superfoods, right now I am studying one that I really, really love is moringa. Moringa is a tree, actually, and from the leaf we make a powder. And it's highly antioxidant and highly anti-inflammatory. Again, when we talk about cancer, when we talk about disease, our body is meant to be alkaline. And every cancer lies in an acidic body. So how do you alkaline it? With foods that are highly anti-inflammatory. And there's a whole list of them. The superfoods and, again, the foods that are super, like cucumber is another super, one of them that really, really are great for alkalizing your body. And good old Arm & Hammer baking soda also, a little point in water sometimes. It's good to drink that. It alkalines.
You know, that's a good thing, too. If somebody has a sour stomach or upset stomach, the hot water with a little bit of baking soda really will help
them. That is the
trick. Them.
That's what my grandmother used to do.
Yes,
absolutely.
It's an old remedy. Yes, my
it's
family, too, I know.
And it's exactly it. And again, we must go back to the old remedies. We have everything at our disposal. In front of, we have, in California especially, we're very lucky. We get two crops a year. I'm also known as the seasonal organic chef. Seasonal because I believe, again, that we must. That's why I was talking about avocados and quinoa. Also, they're foods that can be grown here locally or close by, and they're from our area, and that means they travel less, and there's more vitamin content in it. The quicker you eat a picked food, the better it is for you. We have to think of that too. You know, we have everything, and it is simple. Just being aware that real food in supermarkets, real, you know, just look for freshness. Look for there's a bunch of. When it's in season, you get great prices too, you know, because there's an abundance of it. So
mm-hmm.
It makes it good for the pocket. You're eating healthy, you're sustainable because you're eating what is in season, and it's good for your pocket. So it's all, it becomes
yes.
a win-win-win situation. Yes.
Yes, and listen, Chef Anina, while you're talking mm-hmm. about shopping, can you recommend some cooking tips and recipes?
Yes, of course. By the way, you can always go on my Facebook page at it's Chef Anina, Chefanina. And there I have various pictures, and you can look at the pictures of the food on the photos and ask for various recipes. I don't have them all there, and I will personally send them to you, each and every one of them. I have. I love to do that. I love my followers. And also, I will be having a show very soon. I will announce it to you, so I will be announcing it. It's Academy of Culinary Alchemy. I bring back grandmothers and great-grandmothers' knowledges from all of us, from all over the world, from the Native Americans to the Germans, the Italians, the French, the Koreans, the Chinese. We have so many remedies, and old mamas and grandmas knew. And I've dedicated my life to that, so you'll be seeing a lot of fun stuff there. Right now, the best recipe is to make best soups because we're going into a cold. You always want to have a red onion. You always want to have fresh celery, and you always want to have organic carrots in your refrigerator. You chop them all up together. You take 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, organic, cold pressed, and you saute it with a slow fire. Once you smell and you see that the onion starts to caramelize, it starts to become transparent, there you add whatever you want. For example, you're going to make a green soup. You add spinach, kale, Swiss chard, a potato chopped up, and you saute for 2 minutes, click, click, or maybe 1 minute, and then you add warm water. You fill it up, you cover it up, you cook it 20 minutes, 30 sometimes, taste the potatoes because those are the ones that sometimes take a little longer, and there you go, and you've got healthy soups. A little pinch of salt. Be careful. Use real sea salt. That's another one of my things. I believe Himalaya salt, too. Himalaya, excuse my pronunciation. And that said, that base, the onion, celery, and carrot, is the base for everything. So then you can want to do, oh, I want lentils today. Two cups of lentils. There again, you fill it up with water, and you let it cook 30 minutes, and you've got a wonderful, yummy lentil soup. Ooh, I like to add rosemary and thyme if I have it.
Oh, I love rosemary. Oh, my God.
Yes.
So.
Oh, by the way, rosemary is one of those super, 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 super foods. Well, and it's magic in the sense that I have scientific studies prove that when you cut rosemary and you put it in a vase in the house, especially on your in your study where you have your computer, where you work all the time, that essential oil that the rosemary releases increases memory by 75%.
Oh,
search
wow.
it on Google.
Wow.
I search it. So that is what Academy of Culinary Alchemy is all about. It's going to be about talking
That is so exciting.
knowledge of what we've got here, you know. Yes.
And listen,
yes,
excuse me, Chef Anita, I don't mean to interrupt, but I didn't want to have you leave this out. You gave a very nice recipe for keeping our brains intact. With, you said a teaspoon of coconut oil every day. Can you explain that?
I believe that in the morning, excuse me one second there. I believe that every morning we should eat a tablespoon of coconut oil and coconut butter, organic coconut butter. Trader Joe's has it, Gelson has it, everybody has it. You can find it anywhere. And it helps with memory, it helps clean the arteries, it helps with belly fat, and high energetic, very, very good for you. I use it for everything. I use it as a moisturizer. I use it as a makeup remover. It is organic. And again, it's extracted naturally, the ones that I find, and there's no chemicals. And you can also do mouth pulling, oil pulling for the mouth. You swirl a tablespoon
okay.
in the mouth.
Yes.
So
listen, Chef Anita, I wish we could just spend the rest of the day because you are such a treasure trove of information. But I'm getting a signal that you're getting ready to make our exit.
Sorry.
Now, and before we go, I want to also announce that on Pasquale's Eye on the Arts, which is a TV show on Time Warner, that you are going to be a special guest December 2nd, which I will be co-hosting with Pasquale himself.
Yes.
So we're looking forward to that as well. So hopefully we'll get the word out so that they can see you as well as hear you.
Thank you very much. I will be bringing in. I am cooperating now with Tonino's Place. I'll be talking about him. Pizza. It's yummy things that are very healthy for the Mediterranean diet. I am PowerPointing there. I look forward. Thank you so very much for this invitation. Thank you so very much to everybody. I love you. Eat well. We are what we eat. Take care. Thank you.
Yes, and I also want to shout out to the celebrity pizza guy. Thank you, Nick Rubin, for your sponsorship of the Radio Boomers live show and Carmelita's Corner. Have a great day, everybody.
Well, that was wonderful information.
Wasn't that amazing, Reese? And, you know, they say you
it
are
was.
What you eat. So Nick's a pizza guy, and I'm a chocolate chip cookie and a Wendy's hamburger.
Get the healthy versions of the same thing. Well, I just want to say before we sign off that, you know, we talked about the E.J. Jackson giveaway. You know, we've all got a connection with E.J. Jackson Limousine Service in one way or another. Carmelita used to work with him. Eric has hosted several of the shows, several of the giveaways, and he's been there helping out. I've seen you there filming. I've been there helping out, giving out turkeys. So it's a wonderful event. It's going to continue on. The Jackson family is going to continue on. And that's going to be tomorrow at 5924 West Boulevard in Los Angeles, the corner of West Boulevard and Slauson.
And they have big turkey dinners. They're amazing. Facebook on Easy Way Broadcasting, easywaybroadcasting.com/Radio Boomers Live. Reef and I, every morning, right, Reef? We're here. Rain or shine?
No, Monday morning. Yes, Monday morning. Not every
what
morning.
Did I say?
Every Monday. You said every morning.
We're here every Monday morning. Let's start. See, Allison must have affected me. You know, she got all that energy. I thought we'd start doing it every morning. Okay, every Monday morning, guys. Have a happy Thanksgiving, Reef. I suppose you have plans. And
I've got a Thanksgiving dinner Wednesday, one Thursday, one Friday. I'm set for Thanksgiving.
I knew it. Yep, sure enough. Three turkeys for Reef. All right, guys.
Absolutely.
So next week, Monday morning, we'll see you there, or we'll hear you there. Tune in, and Radio Boomers Live will be ready to roll.
Have a great one.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.